episode of The Cone Edge is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at theconeedge.com/free trial. With titles like Matt Fitzgerald's Iron War, Dave Scott, Mark Allen and The Greatest Race Ever Run, or Mark Sisson's Primal Endurance, escape chronic cardio and carbohydrate dependency and become a fat-burning beast, Audible has you covered. With over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle or MP3 player, discover more at theconeedge.com/free trial.
Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
You're listening to the Kona Edge, time to chat some biking. We head back to Auckland, New Zealand. We're catching up with Dr. Daniel Plews. Dan, welcome back. Nice to chat. You're a monster on the bike. You do a lot of it with your rowers as well with Team New Zealand. So you enjoy spending time in the saddle?
Yeah, I have to say I do. I'm a big fan of cycling. It's one of my, I would say it's possible. If I've got the time to do it, it's definitely my favorite of the three disciplines. I mean, especially I'm from Yorkshire in England, and the riding around there is pretty spectacular when the weather's good.
Yeah.
So twice a year.
I was going to say next week Tuesday and then the Thursday after Christmas is normally. No, it's it's not that bad. But Dan, let's talk about how scientific you get with what you do on the bike. Obviously, coming from a sports science background, you spoke about heart rate and heart rate variability, particularly early on. But heart rate does play a part in your training.
Yeah, for sure. It's I mean, the way I look at it is I don't train on heart rate, I just train with heart rate, and I always have some specific goals in terms of power outputs that I would like to get towards holding in an Ironman. I think there's a big difference. I mean, like you've mentioned before that people kind of are turning away from heart rate, going towards power, which I think it's not one without the other. The two go together. And for me, for example, with my training, if I've got a specific target of, say, I want to hold 280 watts in an Ironman, the real monitoring variable for me then becomes heart rate. So if I want to do a 2-hour ride, I could do 280 watts tomorrow. I'm not really that fit at the moment, but I could definitely go and do 280 watts tomorrow. I could probably do it for 2 hours. I could do it for maybe 3 hours. But the point is that I can't do 280 watts. So that's why the 280 watts becomes realistic for an Ironman. And that's how I would use heart rate personally. It gives me the guide of when to know exactly if I'm actually really achieving the goal that I'm going to set out to do. And if I'm still training for an Ironman and I'm aiming for 280 watts, and my heart rate never really gets to a realistic level. It's always drifting too high. It's got, you know, there's a lot of drift. It's getting too high by the end of a 2-hour set. Then I know that it's definitely not going to be realistic to hold in an Ironman.
Brilliant. I love that. And then looking at sort of some of the things you've done that's given you that you feel has given you big gains on the bike, could you pin it down to a couple of things?
Yeah, I don't think it's I think it's having quite a holistic program where you're getting good variations in your week. So I would always say that you'd want within your week you want one like hill strength endurance kind of type of session where you're going up, you know, longer climbs for like 10 to 15 minutes and you're holding a higher wattage. And then another session might be a high intensity interval, which I'd usually do on the trainer, which might consist of 10 by 3 minutes or 10, 8 by 4 minutes, but kind of like more of the VO2 top end threshold intervals where racing, I try and get those three in during the week.
Right, try and mix it up as much as you can. It sounds brilliant. Your favorite thing to do on the bike, what do you love doing?
I like hill reps, to be honest. We have this hill by me that's it's called Quarry Hill, and if you know Terenzo Bizzone, he's a big he lives just across in the next bay from me, and he's a big fan of it as well. And you go out there and it's a 50-minute climb if you're on a good day, and it's and we'll go out there and we can do four to six reps of climbing this hill, and it's just really good. And I've always found I've had really good gains from doing that in the past.
Brilliant. Well, Doc, thank you so much once again for your time here on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. Look forward to chatting about your run next time out. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to thekonaedge.com/bike seminar now.
Don't forget, you can get a free audiobook download and 30-day free audible trial at thekonaedge.com/free trial. One of the 180,000 titles available right now, and you can download it free, is Dan Golding's Winning at 70.3, How to Dominate the Middle Distance.
This book will save you a ton of time and help you train smarter and focus your attention correctly where it needs to be. Time is of the essence. You need to be even more careful with time and make sure all your training sessions count, have a strong purpose, and a definite purpose. You need to ensure you know how to enhance recovery, eat well, and sleep well. Training smart means you do not avoid the things you don't like to do. You find out what the best athletes do, and you do that. I have tried to make this book as clear and straightforward as possible, with explanations of jargon or technicalities where necessary, but I have tried to stay focused on practical strategies that you can use today, this week, and this month to move you closer to your goal of mastering the 70.3 distance like a pro.
To download that book, head over to thekonaedge.com/free trial. If you'd like to access the commercial free feed of The Kona Edge, go to thekonaedge.com/support.